Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. This just in, an Oakland judge has granted a gag order in the case of the deadly ghost ship fire. The East Bay Times reports this bans attorneys, defendants, and a list of 200 potential witnesses from talking to the media about the case. The order is to prevent potential jurors from being tainted before a trial even begins. Defendants Derek Almena and Max Harris are each charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the deaths of each person in the warehouse fire. Their trial expected to begin in April. We do continue to follow a developing situation out of Oakland right now, where Mills College is under a shelter-in-place advisory as a manhunt is still underway in that area. Earlier, Chopper 5 was over the scene in the area of 580 and Seminary. Police say that they were chasing two suspects in a car when they crashed and knocked over some power lines before running. One of them was arrested, but the second still has not been caught. Police say both were wanted for felonies. And breaking news, a man convicted of murder has just been released from the Martinez jail after being resentenced. Family and friends of Adnan Khan showed up at the courthouse this morning. In 2003, Khan helped plan and execute a robbery in Antioch. That ended with an acquaintance fatally stabbing their would-be drug dealer. Because the robbery resulted in a homicide, California's felony murder rule allowed Khan to be held as equally responsible as the man who held the knife. A judge found him guilty of first-degree murder, and he served more than 15 years behind bars.
I can very well imagine what he had been going through, but he never showed all that in front of us.
Khan's resentencing is the first under a new California law. It restricts murder charges to those who were the killer, who intentionally assisted the killer, or who acted as a major participant in the felony. An emotional tribute to a fallen Northern California police officer. 22-year-old Natalie Corona was shot and killed last Thursday after responding to a traffic crash near the UC Davis campus. Today, thousands of officers from across the state, in addition to family, friends, and members of the public, gathered to mourn the rookie officer who was just weeks into the job when she was killed.
If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties.
Earlier in the service, singer Billy Ray Cyrus performed a touching song honoring the slain officer. Family, colleagues, and others who knew Corona recalled her vibrant smile, compassion, dedication, and lifelong dream of being in law enforcement. Corona's father, a former Colusa County Sheriff's deputy, remembers when his daughter decided to join the Davis Police Department.
Natalie said, "Dad, I have found the perfect department in the perfect city."
Following the service, mourners and supporters were able to view the funeral procession, taking Corona to her hometown of Arbuckle, about 40 miles north of Davis. The second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a go. Today, the White House announced that another meeting has been scheduled for the end of the month. The two leaders are expected to continue their discussions about North Korea's denuclearization. But trouble for President Trump. His longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is admitting that he lied to Congress when he said talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended 6 months earlier than they actually did. Now, BuzzFeed is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence the president personally instructed Cohen to lie.
Clearly, Mr. Cohen has got a checkered history, so let's see what was really the case.
President Trump tweeted this morning, "Michael Cohen is lying in an effort to reduce his jail time." Cohen faces 3 years in prison for campaign finance violation. He is scheduled to testify before Congress next month. It's day 28 of the government shutdown. Now President Trump and House Democrats seem to be throwing political jabs at each other. Earlier this week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked the president to postpone his upcoming State of the Union address, citing concerns that employee furloughs could limit security at the event. Well, then yesterday, the president fired back, abruptly postponing a trip by Pelosi and other lawmakers to visit U.S. service members abroad. Meanwhile, some 800,000 federal workers are caught in the middle.
They're, you know, playing games with each other, and we're the people who are hurting.
The TSA is still struggling with a staffing shortage as agents who are asked to work without pay continue to call out sick. Airports are bracing for even longer lines with the threat of severe weather moving across the country throughout the holiday weekend. Meanwhile, PayPal is stepping up to help federal workers. The online payment company will offer cash advances of up to $500 for federal employees to help pay for everyday necessities. PayPal CEO says that the company is proud to offer assistance to our government workers who contribute so much to our public sector. Well, Tesla is slashing its workforce. The Silicon Valley automaker announced that it's cutting 7% of employees. Chief Executive Elon Musk says the move is to increase production and cut costs of the Model 3 sedan. Musk wants to lower the cost of the new electric sedan from $44,000 to $35,000 by the end of the year. In a letter to Tesla employees, Musk wrote, "We face an extremely difficult challenge making our cars, batteries, and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people." Buying a house certainly can be pretty competitive, and it turns out San Francisco and San Jose are some of the most competitive housing markets in the nation. They rank fourth and fifth, respectively, in LendingTree's list of metropolitan areas. The number one spot, that belongs to Denver, followed by Los Angeles and then Portland. The ranking is based on average down payment percentage, the number of buyers with good credit, and the share of buyers shopping for a mortgage. We'll be back another update top of the hour. Watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.